Wednesday night or Luchos Beis Iyar, Dvar Halacha. We talked last night about Birchas HaTorah and the Machlokas, if you have to learn right away. Most hold you do have to learn right away, and if you don't, you would have to make Birchas HaTorah over again. Now that's not so motzui, because it's in the Siddur, you know. Maybe we don't, it could be we say it like we daven, which ironically would disqualify. We say Psukim and Elu Dvorim, the Mishnah, and Elu Dvorim, the Braisa. Ironically, if we say it as we probably do say it, as if we're davening, we just knock it off and, you know, daven it, so to speak. So ironically, that would make it disqualified from being the Torah learning that you need after the bracha, because, or at least according to many shitas, if you say a derech tefillah, it's not learning. So ironically, you should try to have kavona that you're learning. You're not davening. You're not saying psukim as tefillah. You're not rattling off mishnayos or braisa as just part of the nusach of davening, because it's in the siddur. But you're learning, and that's why it's the learning done after Birchas HaTorah. So it's not motzui that you didn't learn afterwards, because as I said, it's in the Siddur. But let's say you bichlal forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, and yesterday we talked about if you're in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, when you remember that you forgot, and you should make the bracha then, and do the Pesukim, and even the Mishnah, we said from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the Mishnah and the Braisa, so you should also do that in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. What happens if you remembered that you forgot to say Birchas HaTorah, and you're already in Birchas Kriyashma? That's already a much bigger problem. You cannot say Birchas HaTorah in the middle of Birchas Kriyashma. You could ignore the whole thing, but there's a problem, because could be you can't continue davening, could be you can't say Kriyashma, because could be you have to say Birchas HaTorah because of that. So the Rishonim in Maseches Brachos, really Gemara and Yushalmi, comes up with this idea that Avarabba or Avasolam, depending on your nusach, is the equivalent of Birchas HaTorah. And so you could be Yotzer Birchas HaTorah with the Nusach of Avarabba. You're talking about the Torah, of the Solom, but you have to learn, again, you have to learn, but here, ironically, you can't learn right away. You're in the middle of davening and into Birchas Kriyashma, so you can't learn right away. And the Kriyashma does not count for learning, because the Kriya Shema is a recital of Shema, and according to many shitas, that's not a learning experience. Even though Rabbi Safir is saying to himself, wait a second, but you even yoitzed a mitzvah of Talmud Torah by saying Kriya Shema Shachris V'Arvis, so how could it not be a learning experience? That's a very good question you're asking. But you have to be mechalek between the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, maybe that you it's not for now really, it's a pilpul, but you see the chilek, that it might be the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not the Talmud Torah that's needed to learn after Avarabba. Maybe you need something more nikar, that it's l'shem learning, not part of the nusach ha-tefillah. Akoponim, you have to learn. You learn right after davening. That's when you do the learning. If you're being yotzer with Avarabba, you have to learn right after davening. After davening means after davening. After Tachanun, and after Ashri of Olat Zion, and after Aleinu, and after the Yom. So you do the learning then, and that is what's necessary in order to have the Avarabba count as your Birchas HaTorah. Okay. What?
Why do you need to register a Tachanun?
You don't need to.